Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Mark Cain. He is the founder of a ministry called Shelby's Way. He started that after his son Shelby, his life ended by suicide on December 15th, 2009. And he started this ministry. It's been going on now almost 9 years, and I hope you'll check out their website, shelbysway.com, to find out about all the many great things they are doing to try to create awareness for mental illness and to help maybe prevent suicide. But, Mark, you had a great quote recently that I saw on Facebook. You said, "Your success isn't defined by how much you earn, in your position at your career, by your house, or all the things you have. True success is in changing another life for the good." Can you expand on that a little bit?
I believe that's so true. I mean, there is nothing on this earth that can give you the most ultimate gratification than helping another person with anything, whether they need help bringing the groceries in, opening the door for them. But to help a life grow and to help a life mature, and you know, and to introduce a life to Christ, and let them feel and see the change of what happens over them in a period of time. But we get so wrapped up in what's going on in the world today, and we're worried about our jobs, we're worried about our career, we're worried about money, and your success is sitting right in front of you. Your success is sitting in the living room with you every day. Your success is sitting at your job and the guy in the next cubicle, your friend, or the person that sits next to you at church. Our success is how we treat people and how we love people. And people can pick up on your if you're genuine and how passionate or compassionate you can be. And I don't know. I just try to be open and receptive for all that all the time, and just let everybody know that I've got an open ear, an open heart, and big shoulders.
Well, I heard a saying one time that people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care, and that's kind of what I hear you saying.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I love what you're doing to show that you care by your ministry that you started a few years ago called Shelby's Way. Tell about some of the programs, some of the things that you're doing through Shelby's Way.
Well, when I started Shelby's Way, there was three things that was really important to me. First was is that after spending time with people and talking with people and doing some bereavement and just listening and watching, everyday finances is a struggle. Somebody that has lost a job, got laid off, there's a divorce, whatever may be. Your own emotional struggles, your own daily struggle, and things that affects you in society leads to a lack of self-worth and depression. And so many times you hear of a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old man or woman that's lost their job or a divorce or whatever may have came, that whatever tragedy may have come their way, and they have these thoughts of taking their lives, and ultimately maybe they do because the depression is so great. But I don't want money to be the reason for that, for depression. I always tell everybody, let me handle the stupid stuff, and the money is the stupid stuff, is that we take all the money that we raise and we help people in everyday life. We've gifted single mothers used cars. We've gifted families used cars. We've paid rents, caught up on bills. Here in the last year, every year, but just something as simple as being $414 behind on your electricity bill, and it's going to be shut off on Monday in December, can make a world of difference. And it did. It made a world of difference to these folks that lived in Harrisburg, and they reached out to us, and we were able to help with that. Secondly, our healthcare system is broke. If you do have health care and it provides mental health care coverage, they usually put a Band-Aid on it and say you get 8 visits or 10 visits or whatever. And that Band-Aid isn't going to fix what's going on in your life. Medicine is good. God gave us medicine. God gave us the people to treat us with medication. But I really, truly believe that the best therapy is cognitive therapy, is talk therapy. And we don't want the lack of money or the lack of insurance, or for whatever reason, we don't want that to be a reason why you don't seek help. So We are here to pay for your mental health care. And it's either assist, it might be your copay, might be your deductible. I have a lady up in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her biggest thing was that she couldn't afford the copay. Her insurance would pay the bill. She couldn't afford the copay, and she couldn't afford the gas back and forth. So we were able to we pay her copays each month, and we send her a gas stipend to get her back and forth to her visits.
Well, that provides hope.
And it does. It provides hope. And then lastly, when Shelby passed away, that first 8 hours, 9-10 hours after Shelby passed away, we really struggled with how we're going to pay for the funeral. And that really, really laid on my heart. And as much as we felt the love from our families, as much as we tried to love each other, there was still that concern. There was still that debt that we knew was going to have to be paid, and how we were going to do it. So the one thing that we also want to help with is the third thing that we do is, depending on the family's needs, we either pay for or assist in the burials. And I've had some people that have managed to pay for the burial or decided on cremation that we've done headstones. Maybe they wanted a memorial service. Anything that we can do to help love on the family, let them know that we're here for them. We understand what they're going through, and try to get people together to rally around them. And I think everybody deserves the opportunity for a funeral, some type of exit. You know, I don't like to call it a celebration. Even as a Christ follower, I know that it is, but I just want to make sure that we provide those things for the folks that's lost somebody, so we can take that burden off of them.
Well, and I think one of the things people sometimes say, you know, yeah, I don't really get funerals. I've not many, but I've had a few people say it to me. Didn't get into full-time ministry till I was 38 years old, and so I've been on the other side of the fence, as the saying goes. And you know what a funeral does is, one, it helps remember that person, but number two, it gives you some form of closure. You know, obviously, you're always still going to have them in your heart and your mind, and you should do that. But I love that you guys do that, that you try to help people with funerals. The other thing I want to elaborate on that I think is so wonderful about helping with counseling and things, because I've shared it on this program many times over the past 15 months, some of the best money I've ever spent. And, you know, it's not inexpensive. And sometimes, you know, my insurance would help. Sometimes it had to come out of my pocket. But I was willing to sacrifice, because you're only as healthy as your darkest secrets.
Yep.
Is that a fair statement?
That is.
And so I want to encourage anybody listening out there today, please, to just talk to a friend, if nothing else. If you've got something, if you've lost hope, especially, you know, for those, if there's children, you know, teenagers, or, you know, you may be out of the house in your 20s or 30s. We have people all age range that listen to Hope Is Here and our podcast in over 30 different states, 6 foreign countries. But please reach out to somebody. Let them know, hey, I am hurting, because I've found Mark, that people really do want to help if they know. Mm-hmm. But then once somebody takes their life, you can't do anything to help them.
And I want to talk directly to anybody out there that is struggling with depression, that's struggling with anything. Find somebody you trust, somebody that it may be somebody that's not even a great friend, but for some reason you trust that individual. But reach out and talk to them and share what's going on in your life. What may be so trivial to you isn't to them, and they may have at one point or another been going through the same thing you have, so they can help you. Just if you're struggling with anything, please just reach out and talk. Reach out for help. You can call Shelby's Way. You can call the 1-800 Suicide Prevention Hotline. Whatever you do, just reach out for help and talk, and keep the conversation going, and get some therapy and get some help.
Absolutely. Amen and amen. Well, a couple of things I know that you do that, because it does, obviously, when you're trying to help people, you need financial resources to be able to do that. And you are a 501(c), so all donations are tax deductible. But share a little bit. I know, obviously, your background is in cars.
And, yeah.
Talk a little bit about the third annual event that you have called Deuces of the Bluegrass Gathering. About that.
Our Deuces of Bluegrass Gathering is our third annual event. It's a pre-49 event for hot rods. Everything pre-49. This year, we have finally found the venue that we feel like is going to be spectacular and something that people remember and come back to each year. It's going to be at Spindletop Hall Farms, which I think is owned by UK. that day. It's a $35 registration fee, and for that registration fee, you get a T-shirt, an event decal. We're going to do a raffle that day, 10 free raffle tickets. You also get a catered meal. Their chefs out there can prepare Angus burgers and hot dogs, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, everything. And for dessert, they're going to have strawberry shortcake. It's unlike any other event. We have an event later on in the summer, too, that's a hot rod event that is quite different than this. But this event is a little bit more laid back. It's like a Sunday, sitting on your porch on a Sunday morning. We have no vendors there. It's pretty much community, fellowship with one another, and we have live bluegrass music. And you can even come out and look at the cars. There'll be a place for you to park there at Spindletop. Spindletop on Sundays have their brunch from 11 to 2 for their members. So there'll be a place to park. You can come out and look at the cars. You can enjoy the music. Or you can buy a ticket for a meal and sit down and enjoy burgers and things with us. And
Great program. Yeah, I love it. That's going to be on April 28th, and that's off Newtown Pike, if I'm not mistaken.
Right down from the horse park.
Exactly. So I want to encourage you to check that out. That's called Third Annual Deuces of the Bluegrass Gathering. To find out more information, you go to shelbysway.com. And then, you know, I like you've got T-shirts, things on your website people can get. But then, you know, a lot of people say, well, man, I can't write one big check. But I love how you made it real simple for people. You've got a thing that you offer people that say, hey, I want to partner with this, but I can't write a $100 a month check or something. Tell about your 20 for 12 challenge.
Our 20 for 12 challenge is just, it's real simple. It's a way for, you know, buying a T-shirt from us is a way of supporting us, because all of our event apparel that we have online goes back into Shelby's Way. And sometimes people can't volunteer or donate, like you said, in a big way. But for $20 a month for 12 months, you sign up as a supporter for Shelby's Way, and that money is going to go to help people in everyday financial means, mental health care, and burial services. Or you can just make a one-time donation for the $240 for the whole year. And what we hope is that if you're currently giving to a charity, that is great. That is great. Keep giving to that charity. But if you're not, and maybe what we do in our community with the cars and stuff, something that excites you, or you've been affected by suicide or mental health or depression, maybe Shelby's Way will be a way for you to give back and serve without actually coming and serving physically and do it in a small way. We even have other ways for you to give other than the 24/12 challenge. You can just go online and say, okay, I want to give directly to the mental health care services or the financial services or burial services. You can give a $5 donation or a $10 donation. But I really hope for people to come on and join us and join the 24/12 challenge and make Shelby's Way their partner of choice and the nonprofit that they want to support right here in the community for not only 1 year but for years to come. The events that we have throughout the year also, we have a golf scramble, we have a couple other hot rod events, we have an off-road event at Callie's Campground, and then we always do a thing for our homeless. We do a Blankets and Blessings Drive for our homeless in November. The mental health issues and depression in the mental health and the homeless community is real, real bad, and so we want to be there to support them also.
All right. Well, Mark, it's been awesome, man. I know we could do a whole week's worth of programs, but we really appreciate you coming out today. I want to encourage everybody to check out shelbysway.com. That's shelbysway.com. And hope that you come out and support them in their car event coming up on April 28th. So I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at creationswithak@bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.